This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, March 16th. I'm Chris Zinsley, filling in for Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Most people in the US tend to think of messaging as communication, not social media, but the lines between the two can sometimes get blurry. Messaging apps generally play a quiet role in the social media landscape, letting people communicate behind the scenes while public debates rage. That hasn't made them any less popular with users. Facebook's WhatsApp has been huge overseas, for example. But it has made them harder to turn into actual businesses. On today's episode, our tech reporter Sam Schechner will be here to talk about one such app, Telegram, and what it's doing to keep the lights on. That's after these headlines. China's government has been tightening its control over its big homegrown tech companies, and in recent days, its biggest, Alibaba, has gotten the attention of regulators. Now we report exclusively that China is asking Alibaba to dispose of its media assets, which include print, broadcast, digital, social media, and advertising. People familiar with the matter say officials are concerned about the company's sway over public opinion in China. Alibaba declined to comment on discussions with regulators about its media assets, but it said it's a passive investor in those holdings. The Chinese Communist Party's propaganda department didn't respond to a request for comment. A growing player among U.S. startups is the fintech company Stripe, which processes payments for millions of businesses, including DoorDash, Shopify, and Wayfair. Now, Stripe says it's raised $600 million in new funding. The round values the company at $95 billion, making it one of the world's most valuable startups. And if you know startup culture, you'll know that traditional titles are often seen as somewhat old-fashioned. Silicon Valley is filled with corporate ninjas, gurus, and Jedi. Now, Elon Musk is adding to that list, giving himself the title of Techno King of Tesla. The company's CFO will be known as its Master of Coin, which could be a reference to Tesla's recent $1.5 billion investment in Bitcoin. The company didn't offer an explanation of what the titles mean. All right, coming up after the break, Telegram's got more than 500 million users, but does it have a business plan? We'll talk about that next.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
In recent weeks, we've told you about some new and newish social media companies looking to carve out a place for themselves and the challenges they face. We've talked about Clubhouse and Discord, both of which are leaning into using audio. Today, we'll be looking at the messaging service Telegram. Telegram is big. It's one of the few significant social media challengers to Facebook. It's got more than 500 million active monthly users worldwide, and it's on track to hit a billion by the end of next year. Until now, it hasn't made much of an effort to turn its success in attracting users into an actual money-making business. That could be changing. Our tech reporter, Sam Schechner, has been following Telegram, and he's with us now to talk about it. Sam, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the basics. What is Telegram and how is it different from all of the other social media apps that are out there?
Well, at its base, Telegram is a messaging app. But what's different is that it's built on top of it, a sort of social media like service, something that's a little bit like Twitter mixed with Reddit, maybe. You have public-facing channels, some of which are fully public, some of which are invitation-only, and they are mixed in when you're using the app. They're mixed in with your chat, so you could have a chat with your mom next to updates from a channel you follow. Telegram is among the apps that has encryption for the personal chats that it offers. It has something called Secret Chat, which is end-to-end encrypted, but it's not the only messaging app out there with encryption.
Now, Telegram's founder is a bit of an interesting character. What can you tell us about him?
Well, Telegram was founded by Pavel Durov, who was actually first known as the founder of VK, which is Russia's version of Facebook. It's a very similar service to Facebook, and he built it quite big there, and got rich from it until he was forced out of the company in early 2014. Telegram was born sort of that strife. You know, the way he tells it is that he initially built it so that he could communicate with his brother and other people without being snooped upon by authorities. And they launched the service in 2013, less as a business and more as a way for everybody to message without either government censorship or government surveillance.
And so given those origins, it feels like Telegram held some sort of appeal for people who wanted to stay below the radar, and not always for noble reasons. There have been some concerns over the years about how people were using the app.
Well, indeed, Telegram has a pretty light touch when it comes to the moderation of its public chats and public channels. Private chats, you know, one-on-one communications, it doesn't actually see what the content is of them, so it doesn't even say that there's any moderation for them. It does, however, have policies around removing users and removing channels that espouse violence or promote violence. In the past, there have been instances where, you know, for instance, Islamic State terrorists used the app to recruit and communicate with potential attackers. The company began stepping up its efforts to remove terrorist propaganda. And a Telegram spokesman told me that the company now employs a robust moderation system for its public channels, including automated content monitoring systems and manual review. The more recent pattern that's happened there is that there are a number of channels that are either neo-Nazi channels or white supremacist channels that have sometimes tens of thousands of followers on Telegram. The company says that it removes content that is espousing violence. And indeed, after the Capitol attack in early January, the company said that it had removed a large number of those channels that had been espousing violence around the attack.
Now, most social media apps are free and make their money from ads. And a lot of it, Facebook posted revenue of more than $28 billion in just the last quarter of 2020. But the company has struggled to find a way to monetize its own messaging service, WhatsApp, without charging for it. So how does Telegram make money?
Indeed, messaging is not something that has so far been easy to turn into a huge revenue generator. Facebook famously paid, you know, what I think worked out to more than $20 billion for WhatsApp, and it's still not a significant revenue generator for the company. Telegram's idea for how to make money is first advertising. Their twist on it is that, in keeping with the sort of privacy focused marketing around the app, they say they won't use any user data to target ads. Instead, they're going to have all the ads targeted contextually by the content in the channel that they appear in. In addition, they plan to offer premium services for companies that operate their channels. You know, some businesses in certain parts of the world have presences on Telegram, sort of similar to the way a business might have a Twitter account or a Facebook page. And in addition, they have, you know, little icons you can put in your chats called stickers, which the company says that they plan to offer the ability to sell, that, you know, channel operators or people who draw stickers could actually monetize those stickers by selling them to other users.
All right, that's our tech reporter, Sam Schechner. Sam, thanks for being on the show.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And that's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, wsj.com, And if you like our show, please go rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Chris Zinsley for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.